At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan. Now, at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. And here on Mondays on 910, The Fan, we recap all the football action live from our favorite sports bar, Capital Ale House. We're here in Innsbruck, and it's Burger Night, back like it never left, back and better than before. Burger Night Mondays, 3 p.m. to midnight. Get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese. Like I like to do for $3.95. That's Mondays here at Capital Ale House. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show. We've got a lot to unpack here on today's show. Yes, it is Monday, November 3rd, and for the sixth time already in 9 weeks, we have ourselves a misery Monday, and it feels like the excitement of last season for the Commanders has completely faded. I mean, it feels like that was a flash in the pan. If you want to call it lucky, it's hard to disagree now with the way the 2025 version of the Commanders have played. They stink. They suck on defense. They stink on offense. They drop the ball on special teams. And now we're dealing with a number of injuries once again. McCaffrey got hurt. Lattimore got hurt. And most importantly, and the one that's so devastating, was seeing Jayden Daniels go down with his elbow injury. And I'm going to start right off the top by saying he should not have been in this game. I want to win more than anyone. We weren't winning that game at 38-7. He should not have been in the game. There's no excuse. Screw your excuses. There's no excuses to have your franchise quarterback in a game that you're down 31 points in the fourth quarter. You were not coming back to win the game. And I know the offense had not looked good. The offense is part of the blame for the loss as well, for sure. But he should never have been in that game. And I know you could argue, well, the offense had to get going, right? And I'm the one that told you guys that even in a season that the Commanders are eliminated, Jade needs to play. Yes, but not in a game that is a blowout, and you've already shown you can't protect him. He was rushed on 50% of his dropbacks the most of his career. He should not have been in that game. I know a lot of you guys are going to be out for blood. So my answer is yes, he should not have been in the game, but no, I'm not going to advocate for Dan Quinn to be fired. I'm not going to advocate for Dan Quinn to be fired because of that outcome. It sucks. Our season is over. Feels like we are at rock bottom right now once again, like we were in the Rivera era. But I'm not throwing out the culture that I think Dan Quinn has built because this season has been the biggest nightmare ever. I don't think it's truly his fault. Joe Witt? Well, Dan might need to let go one of his own because everyone's out for blood right now, and the defense can't stop anyone. They can't. We'll recap the game on a misery Monday, go around the NFL with our winners and losers of Week 9 with NFL hits. We'll have our first eye on college football, the playoffs, with Hokie Steve. I'm sure he'll love talking about UVA football being at the top of the ACC. It's a VCU game day, the first VCU men's basketball game of the season at home against Wagner. VCU game days are presented by the Red Door guys here on AWOD Radio, huge supporters of VCU athletics. And the Rams take on Wagner. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan. Join me for the pregame show from the Commonwealth Room 45 minutes before tip-off. It's a revenge game. Wagner is 3-0 all-time versus VCU. Let's go, VCU. But you know how we like to start the show every day by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G. 64K. This one, this one.
The sports app.
First quarters, man. First quarters, first drives. Awful for the Commanders. They start to go somewhere, and then they go backwards. Six plays, 12 yards because of a penalty. They punt. Sam Darnold leads the Seahawks right down the field. 12 plays, 90 yards, and into the end zone, the Seahawks go. Here's the call on the Fan.
The Seahawks started at the 10, but they have 100 total yards because they've overcome three penalties on this drive. They have a second and goal just inside the Washington 5. Darnold's under center, in motion. Here's a snap, play action. Wagley to his left, backing up, throws back towards the back of the end zone, and that is caught by Torrey Horton. Touchdown, Seattle, but there is a flag in the end zone.
And, of course, the flag's on Washington. The touchdown would stand. Jaden Daniels looking to orchestrate a drive, and once again, a 15-yard penalty sets the Commanders back. A drive that was going somewhere that got all the way to the Seattle side of the field and had a second and one at the Seattle 39. Became a third and two, and then a penalty became a third and 17. Jaden Daniels should have thrown the ball away. Tried to, didn't throw it far enough outside. It's intercepted. Seahawks get the ball back. They go seven plays, 60 yards, and into the end zone for a 14-0 lead. Here's the call.
It's third and eight. The 25-yard line is a big play here early in a 7-0 Seahawks lead. Here's Darnold with the snap. Steps up. He has time. He wants it all. He's got a wide-open receiver. Torrey Horton, his second touchdown of the half. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Wide open. Jalen Lane would then fumble the kickoff. One play, 26 yards. It's now 21-0. A bloodbath. A nightmare. The Commanders couldn't do anything. They get the ball back. Three plays and a punt. And then it's 28-0 on a four-play, 87-yard drive. I mean, you look at these drives here, they're going the length of the field against our defense, and the offense can't do anything. Special teams has a turnover. Just dreaded complimentary football. Jaden would lead a successful drive right before the half to give the Commanders something, and into the end zone, JD5 would go to make it 28-7.
Here we go. Pistol look for Daniels. Rodriguez is the back. Here's the snap. He's running left behind Chris Pollard. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington. Just what the doctor ordered. Number five for six.
Now, just like last week against the Chiefs, your defense would go back onto the field with about a minute to go. This time, the defense would concede four plays, 53 yards, and a field goal. Just embarrassing right there. You cannot do that with a minute left in the half, and you finally had some momentum with that touchdown. We go to the break, 31-7. Dan Quinn makes some adjustments. The defense comes out flying, and they get a three and out. But the offense can't go anywhere. Five plays, 27 yards. They're forced to punt. A bunch of miscues once again. We move over to the fourth quarter with Washington down 38-7, and Jaden Daniels driving, leading the Commanders towards the goal line. Here's the call on the Fan.
Second and goal at the three. Daniels gets the snap. Play action. He's in trouble. Tips away from Boye Mafe. In trouble again and spun down by the linebacker Drake Thomas.
Back elbow,
at the five.
Elbow.
And now Daniels is down.
Oh, my goodness. This is freaking... Wow.
And the 7:29 to go in the fourth quarter in a 38-7
game. Just hear the crowd silent.
That's
Jake
a nightmare.
On the field. All of his teammates on one
down.
Knee. The entire building watched Jaden Daniels leave in an arm cast, and that's got to be probably the end of his season. I just don't see him returning, and I don't know if I want him to, because we know they cannot protect him. And David Aldridge had a really important question to Dan Quinn after the game. We'll play some of that audio later, but they just don't protect him, and their defense is giving up so many yards and so many points that he feels like he has to put his cape on and try to be Superman, and that's led to the injuries that he's had all season long when he's trying to do too much. The Cincinnati Bengals seems like they had the win against the Chicago Bears in an unbelievable game that went back and forth, and the Bengals score, get the onside kick. Somehow they actually recover the onside kick, score again, take the lead. But the Bears, it is Caleb Williams finding Colson Loveland for a 58-yard catch and run, one of the biggest highlights of the weekend. Let's take a listen to the call.
Get your field goal unit on the field if this ball is completed or the clock is running. Williams slings it. Williams! Loveland bangs off his man! He's going to score! Home! Colson Loveland!
One of the plays of the weekend. Bears win 47-42. Bills get the win over the Kansas City Chiefs, forcing a turnover there by Patrick Mahomes. Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud suffers a concussion after a hard hit when he was going down sliding. I'm sure that player will be suspended for the hit. Jaguars kicker Cam Little sets an NFL record, nailing a 68-yard field goal. Over to college football on the Sports app. All right, so let's get to our top 25 upsets. I called a few of them in the ACC. NC State outlasts Georgia Tech 48-36. Down go the Yellow Jackets. Their first loss of the season. They will move outside of the top 10. They will move out of the top spot in the ACC. SMU shocks number 10 Miami. Another upset in the ACC, 26-20. Miami season seems to be over now. Texas took down Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt. Vandy season could be on the brink now. Texas certainly back into the conversation for college football playoffs. Oklahoma and quarterback John Mateer gets by Tennessee in a thriller, 33-27. Utah whips number 17 Cincinnati, 45-14. Cincinnati now on the outside looking in. And same with Houston after WVU, West Virginia, beats them 45-35 in a high-scoring thriller. Let's get to Major League Baseball on the Sports app. Saturday night, the Fall Classic, Game 7, all of the drama that you want. That was one of the greatest baseball games I've ever seen from start to finish. We'll start with the Blue Jays going on top with this 3-run home run.
Fly ball deep center. Edmonds going back. The ball is going long. 3-run home run. Bullshit.
Game on the line. Dodgers down 4-3. And the Blue Jays, it's clear they do not want to put a man on base for Ohtani. 3-2 pitch. You got to serve up a meatball because you don't want him on first base, and then Ohtani wins it. Well, you left one over the plate. Here's the call. And the home run to send it to extra innings.
Smith, it's a high fly ball to deep left field. It's got a chance. It is gone. It's Will Smith in Game 7.
Stubb, that's not the right home run. I'm talking about the Dodgers home run to send it to extras. The 4-4 home run. Will Smith would hit the go-ahead home run, and the Dodgers would get the win in extras. Just unbelievable. You could break this down in so many angles. The Blue Jays had a runner that almost crossed home plate in the extra innings, but an unbelievable play there by the shortstop, the second baseman, who also hit the game-tying home run. Dodgers are your world champions. Unbelievable. That was just so much fun. It was so entertaining. I'll tell you, if you watched that game, you absolutely loved every second of it. Dodgers back-to-back over the Blue Jays there, winning in Game 7. Just unfreaking believable. What a game. Miguel Rojas, the home run to tie the game in the ninth. Will Smith, the home run to win it in Game 7. He cranks it. He has won, I believe, 4 of the last 5 World Series. Will Smith wins it for the Dodgers. Congratulations to Dave Roberts, the World Series champion manager of the LA Dodgers. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I want to hear from you guys today and every day here on AWOD Radio, 833-804-0910. But especially today, because I think that was one of those games that you're going to remember where you were for a long time. Just like I remember vividly being at FedEx Field when Michael Vick went deep on the first play of the game. The Eagles dominated from start to finish in a blowout that we refer to now as the Monday Night Massacre. Was that the Sunday Night Slaughter? We want to hear from you today, 833-804-0910. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's Michael Phillips. What's going on, MP?
That wasn't all bad for you yesterday.
I don't care about a bagel bet. I could not care less right now, Michael. I could not care less. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to think about it. To me, I saw the most devastating thing I've seen in a long time, and it was that elbow injury.
It was brutal. That was brutal. This franchise has had its fair share of those. Back to Theismann, Alex Smith, RG3, and that one was, I don't think that one's going to impact his long-term ability to play football, but it was both unpleasant to watch, and it was just the capper on a miserable night of football start to finish. That, if he hadn't been hurt, if the game had just ended at that point, we would still be talking today about how bad that was. But throw in that injury and it goes from bad to, I think you can legitimately find a place for this in the worst losses in franchise history.
I'm not advocating for Dan Quinn to be fired. Are you, Michael?
No. Not for that. Not for leaving him in the game. I'm not impressed with the defense at all. I think he needs to fix the defense by the end of the year. Keep it moving.
Yeah. See, this is where I'm on the situation. Like, I'm not advocating for Dan Quinn to be fired, but why would you stick with him, right? So, like, I just want to get into the mind of Adam Peters. Like, you're probably going to lose your offense coordinator in the offseason. You should fire your defense coordinator today. Those were the best two coordinators that he probably could have picked, right? This was his second chance. This was his second opportunity to be a head coach. We talked all of, before last year about how the work he had put in when he was unsuccessful in Atlanta to make sure that he was going to be successful, his second opportunity. But, like, is he going to be able to replace the OC and the DC successfully? You have to question that, right?
I think Cliff is the question here that raises all the other questions pose. If there's so little juice in this that he's not being considered now for head coaching openings, you could maybe sell me on running it back for another year in the sense that pairing him with Jaden, I think, has been a good thing, and that continuity would be good. if he's planning to bounce, there are zero compelling reasons to keep this coaching staff in place. You want to find a new offensive-minded coaching staff, build around Jaden for the future and the building blocks. I think that you can ask yourself in that scenario, should Cliff be the head coach? And I think you could justify that. And I think your window's open to do that if you want that. Now, I'll say I'm not wild about Cliff Kingsbury being the head coach of this team or any team, really. But there's a lot of people who say he would be. This is kind of your window of opportunity to do it if you want to, though, where you could send Quinn out with three or four games left in the season, make Cliff the interim, hope he wins one or two, and then say, our guy was in the building, we're sticking with him. I think he's the domino that knocks the others over.
Yeah, I don't know that Cliff would accept that with how much he's been, friendly with Dan Quinn throughout this. And then the other thing is, well, can you point to a time that that's actually been successful? When you give the OC a shot here and then he stays.
Well, right, and that's the big question, just will he be a successful head coach? So, for Cliff, is this the best job you can get, right? We talk about the other ones, Miami, Cincinnati. They all have their flaws, right? I don't think there's a can't-miss job. If he believes in Jaden, this may be the best job he could get. For the team, is Cliff the best coach you could get? You think about, some of the guys who are going to be available, and it's not easy to find a guy right now, especially in that offensive space. The question is how much juice Jaden has left nationally, right? Are guys going to be lining up saying, I want to coach that guy? Or is this a wait-and-see scenario where people say, okay, that's a decent job, but if the quarterback keeps getting hurt, I'm going to win 8 games a year and I'm going to be fired in 3 years. And that's what we got to untangle out of all this. Because you know this, I said this on my show, I still am 100% a believer in Jaden Daniels, the quarterback, the kid, the talent. And you saw some passes last night that validated that. He's ridiculously good. I think he's a top five NFL quarterback when he's healthy, right? There's the phrase, is he going to be healthy every year or enough years to validate wanting to be the head coach of this team? And that's the sticking point right now.
It kind of seems like you're not advocating for Dan Quinn to be fired, but you would not be upset if that was Adam Peters' stance today. If he fired Dan Quinn, I don't think you'd be upset.
Yeah, I'd rather he do it at the end of the season, probably, because I just don't get the sense that there's, this is not salvageable. To me, a mid-season firing is, we think this team has playoff potential and we need to unlock it and we need to get some things jump-started right now. If at the end of the season he decides he wants to fire Dan Quinn, I am not going to go on the radio and beg him to reconsider it, for sure. If you canned him now, what is it accomplished? Let's be honest, Adam. This team ain't turning it around.
Yeah, and I'm not firing Dan Quinn, but I would like Joe Witt Jr. To be the one that, the fans want blood. I want blood. I mean, that was just awful. It was embarrassing to watch, and, the offense does not escape. I know you're telling everyone Jaden at his healthiest is a top-five quarterback. Well, he didn't look that well. And that was before the injury, right? I mean, they had 7 points. Once again, this team had 7 points in the fourth quarter. To me, it's like I'm not giving Cliff Kingsbury an opportunity to head coach this team. The problems were on both sides of the ball, both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I have no interest being the poster boy for defending the offense after this game, but I will note, Jaden converts the 3rd and 2, Jaden converts the 4th and 1. Both of them get called back on penalties. His first two drives, he hits Zach Ertz, and then all of a sudden there's a 15-yard penalty. They move it back. Now, that is fully on Cliff Kingsbury, so don't mishear me on that. But specific to the Jaden point, I kind of thought Jaden was dealing a little bit. Not vintage Jaden, but, I thought he was playing well. The penalties were killing them. The mistakes were killing them. And those are things that are just kind of baked into the operation right now. The penalties have just been brutal these last few weeks. And when those things snowball, it goes from the NFL, where everybody is in a close game every week, right? Like the Panthers and the Packers were in a one-score game yesterday. It's a one-score game league. To lose by 3 touchdowns or more in 3 consecutive weeks actually takes effort and malpractice in this league, and that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, no, it's on both sides of the ball. I mean, I thought Jaden really should have thrown the ball away that got intercepted. Like, you play too much in this league to make that kind of mistake. That was a rookie mistake right there. It was a rookie mistake by the head coach to have him in the fourth quarter in a game that is a blowout, yeah, that you have no chance. And I don't like the excuse that you're trying to create some offensive momentum. It's not happening. And so, look, everybody's going to want somebody to go down right now with the ship, and I'm here to tell you I don't want it to be Dan Quinn. If it's Joe Witt, that's fine. I don't want it to be Dan Quinn.
Honestly, to me, firing people is for seasons that are salvageable, right? Like, to me, the firing was 2 weeks ago. To like, hey, let's wake everybody up. This is a team with a lot of potential. We're not realizing that potential. Let's stay in this mix. I just don't under, like, you fire somebody today, it's a little dopamine burst or whatever. Like, everybody feels good about it for a minute, and then we go right back to sucking the next week. Like, there's no potential to unlock here. There's no.
Well,
there's
you're telling
no, hey,
me
this,
that Dan, you don't like Dan Quinn's defenses, and you're saying that Joe Witt's just running Dan Quinn's schemes. Well, let's put that to the test. Let's fire Joe Witt and see if Dan Quinn can do something to get this defense rolling and get some momentum before the end of the season.
I feel great about that. Like, if you want to do that, that's great, and we'll watch. And, like, yeah, I agree that after losses like this, it certainly is customary, if not traditional, to do something. I'm just saying I don't believe anything they do will fix the fundamental problems of this being a bad team of football players right now.
Yeah, and that's where we're at. It's ugly. Sunday night slaughter with the Seahawks dominating at Northwest Stadium. MP, thanks for joining us, man. And good luck to VCU basketball tonight, right?
I will see you at the Siegel Center tonight. Let's turn the page.
We will be at the Stew for the start of the VCU basketball season. Tonight, I'll be live from the Commonwealth Room. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, and we are live and local here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. It is a VCU game day, and you can hear the Rams right here on 910 The Fan starting at 6:15. I'll be live from the Commonwealth Room for the pregame show before we hand it off to Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby for the start of the 2025-2026 VCU basketball season. We've got Rodney Ashby with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. What's going on, big man?
Man, I'm just excited to get back into it. It's been, even though we started a little earlier this year than normal, it's been a long wait to get back to today. And, you know, we got new coaches, 9 new players. It's, you know, the Stew's going to be lots of new drip tonight.
Absolutely. And let's start with some of the new big men down low for VCU. So Christian Furman returns. You know, he comes with the furniture here at VCU. He's also won 2 A-10 championships and played in 3 championship games. But you've got Lazar Jokovic coming in and Keyshawn Mitchell. What do you think of the big fellas for the Rams this season?
Well, look, you know, last year we were looking for some depth. And then, you know, I think Michael Bell in Coach Martelli's system could actually play some 5 as well if we get the right matchups. But, you know, we were looking for some additional depth over the, you know, the offseason, and we've definitely added that. You know, if you take a look at Keyshawn Mitchell, he's familiar with Coach Martelli's system. Obviously, he played at Bryant last year and averaged almost 9 points a game. And then, you know, Lazar Jokic, he played at Charleston last year, started at Xavier, and, you know, he gives us a very athletic big man that can actually take his guy off the dribble a little bit. And then, like you said, man, Christian Furman coming in from staying at VCU, but third coach in his career here, continued to stay through it. You know, you just got to tip his cap. He bleeds black and gold, and you got to love a kid like that.
Absolutely. How would you describe Phil Martelli Jr.'s offense from what you saw already in the exhibitions this year and the last 2 seasons at Bryant?
Well, it's going to be fast-paced. You know, it's not quite the Paul Westhead-type system where you were getting a shot up in the first 10 seconds at any cost. He definitely has the type of shots that he wants to get up, but he doesn't want to pass those up. He wants to get them up as quick as possible. He's going to get up and down the court. I think you saw against Fairfield, you know, every team that we play this year is going to have their head on a swivel and transition defense, because we will not scared to throw it up ahead. All of our, everybody on our team can dribble the ball up the court for the most part. It's much faster pace type process.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be exciting, and we've got some good defenders on the defensive side of the ball as well. I'm looking forward to seeing Michael Bell, who's just been such a star defensively, and I think his offensive game hopefully can flourish here under Philip Martelli Jr. What do you think about the three-point shooting on the squad this year? I mean, it's no secret under Coach Ryan Odom, the last 2 years they were top in three-pointers attempted. They even almost made more than the Final Four team. I think they were too shy of that. What do you think of Phil Martelli Jr.'s three-point threats that he's got?
Well, I don't think we've been able to show it off yet. I still think that we're trying to, you know, get our feet underneath us with the type of system that he wants to run. So I don't think that in the first two exhibitions that we've been able to show that off. We are a much better shooting team than we showed in the two exhibition games over the summer and through the preseason. We've showed that we're a better shooting team. We can get better shots. I think that we are better. We will show that as the season goes on. So I think we've got some guys who can absolutely knock it down, and I'm excited to, you know, create some great spacing by knocking those things down. And then you're going to see some of the penetration. He's got answers to every single you know, type of defense that's going to thrown out, and shooting is, it all starts with shooting.
I think the one of the most difficult things for Phil Martelli Jr. this season is going to be defining the roles. It was very clear last year who's the big shot maker, who's the big shot taker, who runs the offense, who do we rely on defensively to get a stop. Those are going to be the difficult things that he has to figure out. Do you have any idea if tonight's game goes down to the final shot, who would Phil Martelli Jr. put the ball into whose hands?
I think whoever's feeling it right now. You know, I don't think we have some people that we could spread out some of the great things that Max Schulga did. I don't know that we have a true Max Schulga right now. I mean, look, they're few and far between, right? The guy got drafted by the Celtics. He was the A-10 player of the year. But there are guys, you know, who are true scorers. I mean, we've got some guys who are bucket getters, you know. If it was just right now, I'd probably go Terrell Ward. You know, I think he can get a bucket any way that he wants to. So to answer your question, if I had to go with one guy today, just on offense, Terrell Ward.
I love that answer there. I'd go with him, Tracy, or maybe Barry Evans as well. I want to get your opinion on Brandon Jennings, the local kid who went to St. Chris, and we were so excited when he announced he would return to VCU for his sophomore season. He was so good defensively as a freshman, and I told him, I think that's what earned you your playing time. And now this year, hopefully he can take off on the offensive end. I think the kid can really do it all. He can shoot, he can go coast to coast, and I think he's going to grow in leadership roles as well.
You know, he's one of my favorite players in the team. I had a buddy came and watched practice over the summer, and I said, well, who was the best player? And he said, Brandon Jennings. And I was a little surprised because, you know, we brought in a lot of talent, but that's how hard this kid has worked over the summer. You know, he's bringing this culture, this work hard culture to VCU, and a lot of the guys behind him are following that. But he's only – the minutes that he got – were so important last year, and the opportunity to play against all those senior guards with Zeb Jackson and and Schulga, and he was just buried. You know, he had so many deep. We were so deep at the guard position that he was buried. But he worked hard over the summer, and look, I think he's going to get a significant amount of time. I would not want to be Coach Martelli. You only have 200 minutes, right? And you know, everybody's heard of the exercise where you ask each player how many minutes you think they should be playing, and it usually adds up to about 500 minutes. I would not want to be Coach Martelli and having to decide who gets these 200 minutes tonight or the rest of the season.
The season starts tonight with the Rams hosting Wagner. You can hear it right here on 910 The Fan with a tip-off just after 7 p.m. Rodney Ashby, Robbie Robinson will be on the call. Your thoughts on the schedule? I mean, I have circled the five home games in December before non-conference as massive games. I mean, we want to get that sellout streak started again at the Stew, but these non-conference games got to take care of your home ones.
Yeah, you do. You got to make some noise in these first couple too, and it's not going to be easy. I mean, you know, Wagner, they're still kind of coming into their own. They just named their interim coach about a week ago. You know, they got a bunch of Division II transfers, some junior college transfers, nobody over 6'7", but they've got some dudes that have played a lot of games. So, you know, it's not a cakewalk tonight, but you got to think that we would take care of business tonight. But then I tell you what, it does not get easy for the Rams in Texas against Utah State. They're going to be a very, very good Utah State. And then we play NC State just a week later at NC State. You know, Will has gone out there and put a phenomenal team together, probably has one of the best players in the ACC on his team. And then you go to Atlantis, and that's you know, always been a difficult place to play, and they put a really good field together this year.
I'm wondering who you think could be a surprise X factor for the team this season. I mean, there's going to be a lot of surprises because there's just so much unknown. But I'm wondering who you think could be a surprise X factor for VCU basketball this season.
Nick Lewis. Mm. I mean, and now he's one of the highest ranked players to ever be recruited to VCU. But every time I see him practice, he does something else better and better and better. I think he's got a huge upside. It's going to be fun to see this freshman, you know, go to work this year. And, you know, a lot of times freshmen don't get as much time at VCU because of the depth that we have been fortunate enough to have year in and year out. But this is a kid that's going to come and just take minutes. So I'm going to go Nick Lewis.
I love that answer. I mean, like you said, one of the most talented freshmen we've ever had come to VCU. You watch him play, and there's just so much potential in his game, and I think he can light it up from the outside as well. Rodney, we're looking forward to another great season. Tell us why you're excited for VCU basketball to continue here on The Fan.
You know, I just love the team that Coach Martelli has put together. I think the opportunity to you know, go back-to-back A-10 champions, regular season and tournament thing is something to play for. But I tell you, I've already watched St. Bonaventure a little bit today. You know, they're playing in the marathon on YouTube, and they're good. You know, they're big, they're depth. Everybody went out and tried to get better, but I feel like that this is the deepest, most athletic and talented team that we've had in a long time.
That is Rodney Ashby. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on Richmond's home for VCU basketball, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and this is a Misery Monday here on a Monday, November 3rd. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Commanders fans, this is your chance to chime in, to vent, to give us your thought on the loss, the state of the Commanders here on the Commanders Corner. It's 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910, and this was supposed to be the most important offseason in franchise history. Believe me, I wasn't the only one who said that this offseason on these airwaves. We had Matthew Berry come on the show from NBC National and say this is the most important offseason in franchise history. And I thought they took it very seriously. I thought they executed two solid trades that I would not redo. I thought they drafted well. The long offseason after the most successful season in 30 years, and I thought they made the right moves. And I liked bringing back Wagner and Ertz and other guys. And then training camp got here, and something was missing. Or should I say someone was missing. Terry McLaurin. And Terry McLaurin held out. Then he held in. Then he had an injury. Then he was back. And then he got hurt again. And everything's been off since training camp. And I'm not blaming Adam Peters. And I'm not blaming McLaurin. I've told you, you guys, who I want to blame. I blame his agent. I think his agent wanted to get a payday, and he screwed Washington in the making. But that's what happened. And they went through training camp without wide receiver one. And the timing was off on everything. And the offense stunk in training camp, right? I mean, I came on the airwaves here after being live at training camp for our training camp coverage in their scrimmage, and the offense couldn't score, right? And Sam Hartman led a better offensive drive. And so did Josh Johnson with the third string than the first stringers and Jaden Daniels. And the offense has continued to disappoint all season long. And the defense was not bad in training camp, but there's not live contact there. They're not wrapping up. They're not actually sacking the quarterback. They looked good in a practice. Well, then they went to New England and didn't look as good in a practice. And then didn't look as good in the preseason. And that's what we've seen in the regular season, right? The season got here, and Terry never stayed healthy. The defense regressed. The offensive line that was supposed to be a strength of this team has ended up being a weakness. And I don't know what else to say. I said the season was over after the embarrassing loss to the Cowboys. I tried to buy back in after one good half of football against the Chiefs. Turns out that was a miss. The Commanders embarrassed this fan base again on national television. And last night, we lost our quarterback again due to injury. And it feels like this season has been completely lost due to injury. But it's more than just the injuries, because injured teams find a way to win in the National Football League all the time. Something is off. Something is off right now with the Commanders, and they need to make a change and search for a fix. And I'm not going to advocate for firing Dan Quinn, but he needs to kind of sit on the sword and take the blame for Jaden's injury, because we all know Jaden shouldn't have been in. But I'm not going to fire for Dan Quinn for that. But I think they need to make a change. I called for Joe Witt's job a few weeks ago, or at least to move him down from the booth. I've lost all faith in him defensively as the coach. Lost in the injury will be the defense's awful, ugly performance again. 10 drives for Seattle in the game. 5 touchdowns, 1 field goal. They started the game touchdown, 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 field goal. Touchdown, 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 field goal. 31-0 before we got a stop in the third quarter. They went punt and then interception and then touchdown again to put the game away and punt, punt. And I don't want Dan Quinn to be fired. This loss is on him. He takes the L for this loss. He completely takes the L. This one's on him. They were not ready to play. They played filled with penalties, mistakes, miscues, errors. They played terrible, and this game is on the head coach. If I'm Adam Peters, if I'm the general manager today, I'm welcoming Dan Quinn into my office. Welcome in, Dan. Sit down. Have a seat. I'm screaming at him and letting out all my anger. I'm lashing out on him. I'm threatening his job. This is his first big strike as the head coach. He's on his last leg now. I need to see something before the end of the season. Fire Joe Witt, go in there and do something different defensively and try to turn a corner defensively. And we have to be able to run the football on offense. It's as simple as that. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You should be able to run the football in the NFL better than what Washington is doing right now. That was one of those primetime games that we will all remember for a long, long time. Like the Monday night massacre against the Eagles. That was the Sunday night slaughter to the Seahawks. They changed coaches. They changed quarterbacks. They still beat us. Seattle has just been killer against Washington in my entire lifetime. They have 3 playoff wins against Washington. And I believe their overall record is now 9-4 against Washington in my lifetime. Seattle always destroys us. And so this was one of those games in which it just started bad, and it got worse and worse and worse. And I can't believe that Jaden was in there in the fourth quarter. I really can't. I can't. My friend came over to watch the game, Stubb. He had left by then. The season, the game is over. Right? If everybody watching stops watching, if people that are at the game leave the game, it's pretty much a key right there that your quarterback should not be in. It's as simple as that. You're not going to come back. We've never seen a comeback like that before. It's not happening. If the defense was getting stops, maybe. They weren't. They didn't get a stop in the first half of this game. And in the moment, I was like, well, I understand why Jaden's in. They're trying to get some kind of momentum offensively because they haven't done anything. But they should not have been having him run it all. And I know Dan Quinn talked about, oh, on that play, he's supposed to hand it off or roll out and pass it. But he didn't because that's not what he does. And so I think we need to reevaluate. Does this coaching staff understand what they have in Jaden Daniels? Because we've been saying that they're running him too much for a year and a half now. And they're putting him in harm's way. And they're not protecting him. He was pressured on 50% of his dropbacks. And what does Jaden do when his back's against the wall, when his team is getting beat like that? He tries to become Superman. And you can't blame him. The guy's got an incredible competitive edge in him. And it gives him an advantage on people, right? But it also can be a negative in that he puts himself in harm's way when the game's over and out of reach. But he'll never feel like the game is over if it's 100-7, because that's the kind of competitor he is. That's why you need an adult in the room. We said the same thing with RG3. And I know people don't want to compare Jaden to RG3, but we didn't have an adult in the room for RG3, and that led to his injury that ruined his career. And now you have to wonder. If there was an adult in the room, they should have said, hey, pull him. Hey, take him out of this game. The game's over. The game is over. Well, now not only is the season over, but he's not going to be able to develop. And so we're back to square one once again. I'm not advocating to fire Dan Quinn here, but we need to see some changes. And I would not be thrilled if they fired him, but I also wouldn't be completely shocked because I don't think he was their number one choice at the end of the day. He is a defensive-minded coach. The defense is awful. It's his guy in Joe Witt running his defense. And Cliff Kingsbury might be gone. So are you going to let Dan Quinn pick a new offensive coordinator and a new defensive coordinator? Not if there's no changes by the end of this season. He should take over play-calling duties on the defense and be committed to making the defense average, mediocre, not bottom 10. And then maybe it's Cliff Kingsbury next year as the offense coordinator. Maybe it's Mike McDaniel. Maybe it's another guy that worked with Dan Quinn in the past. But if this defense cannot be average, then Dan Quinn can't be in charge of this team. That's what he's known for. He has to be the defensive-minded coach. You look at how Seattle brought in their coach, McDonald, right? And he has made that defense elite. And then they paid for Sam Darnold, right? They paid all that money for Sam Darnold, and now they're scoring the ball a ton on offense. And they actually drafted well and developed Jackson Smith and Jigba into be one of these great wide receivers in the NFL. That's a defensive-minded coach in Seattle that's got his offense cooking and his defense cooking as well. If Dan Quinn can't get the defense going, then I'm not sure why he should be in charge of this team moving forward. He's got to fire Joe Witt. He's got to take accountability for the defense and we've got to see improvement and changes. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.